Feeling renewed. Leave the vocals dirty on this one. Lord have mercy on our wretched souls. Children of light, but yet we trying to get our necks to glow. I'm next to broke, got people asking if I'm next to go. Crave for dollar signs and blessings.
What up, world?
Hey, y'all, it's Clean Ears.
This is Saritha.
And this is Simone. Guys, this is an exciting, exciting time.
Yes.
And do you know why? Pause for reaction that we can't get.
We're assuming clapping.
Exactly. We just passed Easter weekend. So aside from church being on 11 across the world.
Yes, it's the Christian Super Bowl.
Yes, and there are no losses. And so we just got a ton of new people added into the body of Christ.
Welcome, fam.
Yes. So if you accepted the Lord on Easter Sunday, oh my gosh, congratulations. Welcome, and just know that your cousins, Saritha and Simone, got your back.
This is for you.
Exactly. So first, again, congratulations. That's a huge step, a life-changing step to join the body of Christ and make the steps to get baptized and all of that stuff. And so we're so excited for you. But we understand that it's hard out here. And while you may have changed, this world is still as ratchet as ever. And so we got your back. We put together a new Christian survival guide just for you.
Yes. And number one on that list is to get a Bible.
Get a Bible that you understand. Listen, if you're like me, all them these, thys, and thou's. What, thou's? Those? Whatever.
This is why you can't get that Bible.
See? Those. Can't do that. But I need my Bible to have a little ain't. If you listen to one of our previous podcasts, but I need my Bible to say, like, Jesus didn't swerve. I need my Bible to have that kind of language in it. So, shout out to episode 26. Check it out if you want to see what that means. But get a Bible that you can understand. What kind of Bible do you have, Saritha? What version?
I have an ESV Bible and I have an NLT Bible, New Living Translation, and yes, an English Standard Version. And so, for me, New Living Translation is very much like English.
Yeah.
So, you'll be able to handle that. Another great resource, Streetlights Bible,
yes,
an audio Bible, and they got like rap beats underneath it. So, for those of us who need to have a beat behind stuff that we listen to, it's perfect for you.
Absolutely. I have a New Living Translation Study Bible too.
Got
my name on the cover. Yes, get yourself a Bible that you can understand, because the Word of God is amazing. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's absolutely relevant for today. You just got to make sure that you can understand what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that you should do is take your time. You know, I feel like when you first start, it can be a little bit overwhelming with feeling like everything has to change right now. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, and everything is bad. And sometimes as a new believer, we have that knee-jerk reaction to anything that we used to do that we know is not right. Now, I'm not saying to still try to be renewed in the club. I'm not saying you're going to have to change some of these plans. Might have to cancel some things and to remix some of these plans.
Right.
But take it one day at a time. Take it one habit or character flaw at a time. If there's mm-hmm. something that if you're struggling with anger or pornography or one thing that's major that stands out to you, take it one thing at a time and allow God to have the time to refine things in you. God doesn't need the time for God. God needs the time for you.
Right.
So just take your time, be impatient, and just, you know, let God work.
Let him do his thing. He's better at this than you are.
Yes.
So just chill. Let him work on it. Yes, you will feel, like, convicted in some things, but just, you know, be aware of that and bring that to God. Don't put that stress on yourself.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you mentioned conviction. Once you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you do experience the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And it's, the best way that I can describe it is that little inkling that, hey, you shouldn't do that, or sometimes an inkling that you should do something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that little inkling, that little, what's going on? I feel like I'm wrestling as I put on my
Club clothes.
Then that just means, I'm not going to go. I'm going to do something else. Now, not going doesn't mean sitting in your house twiddling your thumbs. I tried it, and let me tell you something, not fun. But just do something else, maybe.
Right. And that is another good point, but you want to Number three, enjoy the honeymoon. This is some beautiful time between you and God, because you just fresh out the water and he just living in you all brand new, and you just feeling this connection and stuff. Live that for a little bit. Just really love that. Like, let him talk to you all, like, look at the sunrise, that's for you. And you just be like, thank you, Jesus, for the sun. Like, just feel that. Love that.
Absolutely. The next thing, the fun part. Get your God squad up.
Yes.
Now, if you want to know about the makings of a God squad, listen to episode 2 of our podcast, Crimson Cord, where we talk about what we look for in a God squad. I think the best way to do that is to join a small group. That's how I met this one here. Mm-hmm. Pulled up on me with the aggressive friendship because she knew that's what I needed.
We're going to talk about this.
And also, our other partner, Courtney, you've seen her in a couple of these videos. Curly hair and such. Mm-hmm. We all met in small group, and I think that's a great way to make Christian friends, because they were there for everything and put me on to a whole new world.
Yes.
Of good, clean, fun, and activities. And so you're definitely going to need that in your life, and you also want them for the purpose of being able to ask questions. My first day in small group, I came in like, so what do y'all do for fun? What do y'all do on the weekends? How do you live your life? And that's not a question you can ask at church on a Sunday, mm-hmm. but the small group, you absolutely can.
Absolutely. And that's the place where you can get like deep dive into Bible studies, that you can, again, talk to people about your questions and then make connections of accountability that can help you move forward in a lot of things. I know that especially when you first get saved, you just have so many questions about what you can do, what you can't do, all these things in the Bible. Maybe you didn't grow up in the Word at all, so you're like, Adam and Eve, go. Like, that really might be your thing. I had a friend who was like, I know nothing, tell me everything. And so every time we spoke, she was, I got to go to the next thing. So Moses, so Abraham, so, you know, Jesus. You know, like, you gotta go from, you know, from the beginning to the end. So I feel like you should be able to do that with someone who's not gonna maybe laugh, but then like tell you,
like a friend laugh.
Yes, like with you, because you both know you don't know.
Yeah, not
actually. And then actually educate you in the Word and like take you to the Word. And so that's what your God squad is supposed to do. They hold you accountable. They're the people that you call on middle of the night. Like, I'm still struggling. Me too. Okay, let's try to hold each other up instead of sinning together. Like, it's just different. So get you one. God squad.
Yes. It's a wonderful life.
And that's why number 5 is in there. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask questions. Ask all the questions.
All of them. Nothing is not allowed. A lot of times people feel like when they step into Christian circles, you have to be prudish, and I can't talk about sex, or I can't talk about drugs, or I can't talk about real topics because I gotta just keep it flowery and talking about the love of Jesus. Go there. We have in small group, we've talked about drugs and all sorts of things. And it's important to be able to have those kinds of conversations in safe environments where, one, people won't use that information against you. Mm-hmm. And two, where you'll find that a lot of people have more common ground with you than you think. And I think that that's something that really enhances my walk with Jesus, because if I look at, you know, X person and she is just on fire for the Lord, she's speaking the Word, and I'm looking at her like, wow, she's just incredible and so saved, because sometimes we can think people are super saved.
Right.
And next thing you know, we're having an opportunity to share, and I'm asking questions, and that person is like, well, you know, I was addicted to porn for 3 years, and you're like, I love it, because it shows me that people are human and that God uses everybody. And so that is something that's kept me going, because just when I thought I was just over here and I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm too broken for y'all. Y'all don't want this. And somebody be like, me too. And I'm like, oh, yes. So please ask all of your questions. Nothing is off the table. Just don't be coming in cussing.
Right. You have a problem with cussing. Just don't curse at the people.
Yeah. But other than that, you can use all the other words. Just not enough. And then lastly, go easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to mess up. Adam and Eve, only 2 people in the world. They didn't even have, well, you know what? They did have peer pressure, because all it took was one. So you know what? That's our example. They messed up.
Exactly. And you are turning away from a whole life to a whole different life.
Exactly.
And so just because you've made the decision doesn't mean that you're all of your desires have changed. Like, you have to walk the walk to have those change. And it is going to take time, and you are going to make mistakes. That's why we made another video about that. Go on and check that out. But, yes. You know, there are ways for you to walk this out. Again, you'll have your God squad, you'll have your Bible, you'll be in church, and you'll still fall. And it doesn't mean that you got to go back to your old ways. It just means that you are a new Christian.
Yes. And, you know, one thing I actually had to learn as a new Christian is to not have that knee-jerk reaction to when people would try to convince me to do the things that I used to do and they wouldn't understand why I didn't want to do it. I used to be that person lashing at my family, like, I can't go! I can't do that! I can't go to the club with you! Dang, leave me alone! It was like, you can't do people like that. Because some of them might be held out. I'm going somewhere.
Oh, God.
Just because some of them might, you know, some of your old friends, like, they might, y'all might be going different places. Up, down, however you want to do it. You have to remember, like, just respond in love. And it's going to take a minute to find your words and find how to say, I'm living a new life for Jesus, so I can't do that. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. I wouldn't be making a statement like that in the beginning. I wish I would be trying to tell one of my old friends, I'm living for Jesus now, girl, bye. So it's okay to figure out whatever wording works for you. But don't lash out at people, because you have to understand, you accept Christ in one moment, and it's life-changing for you, but you're the same person that they saw on Saturday night. And so when they're calling you the next Saturday, like, what's good? You can't fault them for calling, but just say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be able to go. They ask you why? I'm not going to be able to go. Like, dang, girl, that's messed up.
But you can come with me to church on Sunday. Get your friends saved.
Exactly. Get your guy friends saved. So...
On that note.
Yes. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this video and enjoyed these tips. And if you are a believer who's struggling and you're not new, feel free to just carry this with you too.
Right.
And just be encouraged. This is a fun time. There are a lot of other... We're blessed to have a lot of awesome hip-hop music, great nightlife. Just take this time to just explore everything that God has for you in His Word, in His church, in small group, and even just out there in the world. And be encouraged. You've got squad. So if you want to reach out to us, if you want to comment on this video, hit us on social media, then feel free to do any of that. We got you, and we can plug you in with some incredible people.
Exactly. So if you want to go to the website, it's www.cleanyourshow.com. We've got a lot of great things there, including our podcast, which is the originator of this whole thing, which is on iTunes, Podbean, and Google Play. Tell them, how about this YouTube life?
So until next time,
have a good time.
Bye.
Feeling like I gotta go rain. Came through with the gang, put it on the track. Watch it. Now they gon' see that we made it. Now they gon' know they was saving. Now they gon' know who the greatest. Look to my God for the praises. Now they gon' see that we made it. Now they gon' know they was saving.